Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Since last summer, southern red states have sent migrants seeking asylum up north. The state of California is now accusing Florida of illegally flying migrants to Sacramento. And in Chicago, busloads of migrants have arrived in recent months, sent by Texas Governor Greg Abbott. The migrants have filled up the shelters, so now hundreds are sleeping in police stations. Now, Chicago is trying to support them, but it's a divisive topic in the city. Michael Puente is following all this for member station WBEZ in Chicago. Michael, welcome.
Hello, Scott. How are you?
You have been to police stations and you've spoken to migrants there. What does it look like?
Well, Scott, there are like 24 police stations in Chicago scattered throughout the city in the neighborhoods from the north side to the south side. The migrants, anywhere from, say, 20 to 40 people, right there in the front of the stations, you have people laying on bare, hard floors, some with blankets or sleeping bags, women, children, families, single people. You know, they try to keep it tidy, but there are food containers like pizza boxes, food wrappers, and coffee cups surrounding them. At one station I visited, as soon as you walk in, they are right there when the doors open. At another, they are off to the side in a little cubbyhole to provide some privacy. But while the migrants are there, they don't seem to be getting in the way of the police officers and the public. Now, with the warmer weather, some are sleeping outside the stations. It has made for a very uncomfortable and perhaps unhealthy situation for the migrants, police officers, and the public who have to do business at these stations.
I gather around 10,000 migrants have arrived from Texas since last summer when the Texas Governor Greg Abbott put them on these one-way trips to Chicago. What do these migrants say about what they've been through?
Well, yeah, they talk about their journeys, most of them starting in Venezuela months ago, even a couple of years ago. You know, they get to the Texas border and almost immediately they're put on buses or airplanes. But once here, they don't really know where to go. But the city's been directing them to police stations since there's not enough shelters to accommodate them. I spoke to one woman, Joanna Diaz, who says sometimes they aren't treated well at the police stations. You know, she says she hasn't been given anything, no food. One police officer came up to her and said it wasn't his obligation to get them food, that it was her obligation to get the food. But I would like to add that at these police stations where I was speaking to Joanna Diaz, this was her second station. At this one, she says the officers were much more accommodating and kind. I even witnessed some female officers bringing the women diapers and baby food. Diaz has two children, by the way, including an autistic child.
Community groups have organized volunteers, I gather, to help with some of the basic needs. What do these migrants need, and are they getting enough?
Well, they need a lot, and they probably aren't getting enough. But you're right, there are a lot of these volunteer groups that, you know, sprung into action. One, for example, is called Nuevos Vecinos, Spanish for new neighbors. They've been providing food, clothing, shoes, toiletries to the migrants. They have a free store on the north side for mothers to find items for their children. They have even thrown birthday parties and provided toys for the migrant children. Here's one of the volunteers, Jen Torres.
I picked up food for 40 people, as well as bags of clothes and shoes and hygiene items and toys, and brought them here to the church. While I was doing that, several volunteers were going to Refugee One and picking up more hygiene supplies to bring to the store.
But Scott, it should be noted that while the volunteers are filling the gaps, they are becoming overwhelmed. It's difficult to keep up the pace of preparing food, gathering clothing, bedding, and still have your own jobs and families to address. So they're saying this situation is going to get worse, and they're really hoping the federal government steps up at some point.
And these migrants, as far as them staying at these police stations, are some of them staying, I don't know, weeks?
Definitely weeks. Some of the migrants, like Joanna Diaz, you know, traveled from one station to another to find better services. Right now, I'm told that the priority is to get families into one of the 10 temporary shelters around the city, with more coming online in the coming weeks. But once there, the maximum stay at these shelters is supposed to be just 30 days.
There are critics of Chicago providing these services. Some of the critics said, hey, we have our own homeless persons in our own local neighborhoods, and you're spending taxpayer dollars on these migrants. How divisive are some of these public meetings?
You know, it's been somewhat divisive and heated. There was a city council meeting where it did get heated with residents and older people, you know, taking up which side they're on. And it is very frustrating because you do have neighborhoods that have long had disinvestment from the city, from businesses, and they feel neglected. And now when they see newcomers in and it seems like the city is making them the priority, it can cause some anger. And at the city council meeting, resident Carolyn Ruff, she didn't support the move, and this is what she had to say.
Please vote it down, because number one, we have not opened up the schools for our homeless. We see them in the streets every day. I make sure that the homeless are fed with clothing. We need to take care of our community.
I will ask Scott, though, while some areas it seems like it's being reported that it's a situation fueling racial tensions, from my observation, it's just frustration from longtime residents who feel the city should make them the priority, not newcomers.
City leaders approved around $50 million in emergency funding. This emergency money only goes to the end of this month. So longer term, what do these migrants do? What does the city do?
Well, the long-term plan is to build more shelters and just try to get a better handle of the situation. But as long as Texas Governor Greg Abbott keeps sending migrants up to Chicago, it's going to be a long summer of frustration and more division in the city and neighborhoods. Right now, they were expecting an increase of migrants. They're getting about 3,000 per month. But the goal is to get the migrants into long-term shelter and then hopefully jobs.
We've been talking to Michael Puente, reporter at WBEZ Chicago Public Radio. Michael, thanks for the time.
Thank you, Scott.